107 win over the Chicago Bulls. Giannis led with 23 points in 24 minutes. Forward Torin Prince joined the team in free agency and was asked if he thinks the Bucks are ready for the regular season to begin.
I feel like we're ready. An 82-game season comes with a lot of ups and downs. So having experience in the game, knowing that those are going to come, staying level-headed when things do get lower, adversity hits, being able to weather the storm as fast as possible.
NFL Packers players seem to embrace and welcome back Romeo Doubs after his one-game suspension. During Sunday's win over the Cardinals, head coach Matt LaFleur.
It's just like anything in life. If you have a issue or something goes on within your family, it's not like you just disown your family. You know, you're going to find a way to work through it. And I'm proud of our guys and everybody collectively, Rome, everybody just kind of finding a way to work through it. And I think that's behind us now.
As Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear areas of frost tonight, low upper 20s. Sunshine returns tomorrow, a little warmer, high in the upper 50s. For Thursday and Friday, sunshine continues along with the warming trend, breezy, high mid-60s Thursday, upper 60s Friday. Currently 49 degrees.
Bringing a house of pain.
Backside pressure, down he goes. Inside the 30-yard line.
To a game day near you.
Picked off by Wisconsin, and the Badgers win it.
That's how you create a program. That's how you create a team.
Join us Saturday. The Badgers are back on the road to face Northwestern. Our coverage begins at 9 a.m. on your home for Wisconsin football.
Here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM. WFHR.
The Todd Alba Show.
Some group of kids from Stevens Point were using racial slurs against black and mixed race players on the Eau Claire North team. Let's go to Joe. What's he?
One of the things that makes this state great is the legacy of Vince Lombardi. He tells his players, you are all equal on my team. Vince Lombardi would never have tolerated that sort of behavior, and he's one of our heroes.
Joe, as you always do, you nailed it.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up at 10:30, Lou Ann Bird running in the 61st Assembly will be joining us. Dr. Laura Hanks with public cervix announcement in hour number 2. And this shouldn't be a thing. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Up North News Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, children, pets, imaginary friends, it's time for Unlabeled. Let's take a listen down memory lane with your 90s mixtape playing in your headphones. Our next two tapes will be our soundtrack sessions, side A and B. While the 70s and 80s brought many hits, I believe the 90s were when the soundtracks had the greatest impact, maybe their moment. Many artists got their break or second act from these opportunities. Being honest, it was tough to choose because I love so many of these songs on the soundtracks. It's part of why this took so long. Your requests help the process. Thank you for those. Get us your 90s requests at james.mailoff@civicmedia.us. That's james.mailoff@civicmedia.us. Keep in mind, you can also get us your requests on WFHR Facebook page. There were a lot of big soundtracks like Reality Bites or That Thing You Do or some other ones out there. Certainly a lot of animated movies like The Lion King that had a big soundtrack and some of those. We're not going to be touching on many of those, especially songs that were already songs before they hit the soundtrack. But what I want to do is focus on a lot of the different changes and different things that people were trying to do with soundtracks. We've got Above the Rim's Regulate coming up for you in a little bit. Pulp Fiction soundtrack on the way. But this first one is from the Judgment Night soundtrack. Released September 14th in 1993 through Immortal Records and Epic Soundtracks, this took things to a different level, where they would take a lot of hard rock or alternative bands and pair them with a hip-hop band. You had some great stuff on this album, like Faith No More and Booyah Tribe, or Slayer and Ice-T. You had Sonic Youth and Cypress Hill, Living Color and Run DMC, and this one right here. I think one of the game changers in the soundtrack era. I love this song. Turn It Up. It is the real thing from Cypress Hill and Pearl Jam on Unlabeled here at WFHR.
This time I came to get mine. Running through the woods with a hand on the line. Why do the pain? regulators. We regulate any stealing of his property. We're damn good, too. But you can't be any geek off the street. Gotta be handy with the steel, if you know what I mean. Earn your keep.
Regulators! Mount up!
It was a clear black night, a clear white moon. Warren G was on the streets trying to consume some skirts for the E so I could get some phones. Rolling in my ride, chilling all alone.
Just hit the east side of the LBC on a mission trying to find Mr. Warren G. Seen a car full of girls, ain't no need to tweak. All of you search know what's up with 213.
So I hooked a left on 21 and Lewis. Some brothers shooting dice, so I said, let's do this. I jumped out the rock and said, what's up? Some brothers pulled some heat, so I said, I'm stuck.
Since these girls peeping me, I'm on glide and swerve. These looking so hard, they straight hit the curve. Want to bigger, better things than some horny tricks. I see my homie and some suckers all in his mix.
I'm getting jacked, I'm breaking myself. I can't believe they taking Warren's wealth. They took my rings, they took my Rolex. I looked at the brother, said, damn, what's next?
They got my homie hemmed up and they all around. Can't none of them see him if they going straight pound for pound. They want to come up real quick before they start to clown. I best pull out my and lay them busters down.
They got guns to my head, I think I'm going down. I can't believe it's happening in my own town. If I had wings, I would fly. Let me contemplate. I glance in the cut and I see my homie Nate.
16 in the and one in the hole. Nate Dogg is about to make somebody's turn. Now they dropping and yelling, it's a tad bit late. Nate Dogg and Warren G had to regulate. Explode. Now I'm switching my mind back into freak mode. If you won't skirt, sit back and observe. I just left a gang of over there on the curb.
Now they got the freaks and that's a known fact. Before I got jacked, I was on the same track. Back up, cause it's on N-A-T-E and me, the woman to the G.
Just like I thought, they were in the same spot, in need of some desperate help. But Nate Dogg and the G-Child were in need of something else. One of them was sexy as hell. I said, ooh, I like your size. She said, my chords broke down and just sing real nice. Would you let me ride? I got a car full of girls and it's going real swell. The next stop is the East Side Motel.
G-Funk, step to this, I dare ya. Funk, on a whole new level.
The rhythm is the bass. Whoa. And the bass is the treble.
Chords, strings, we brings melody. G-Funk, where rhythm is life, and life is rhythm.
If you know like I know, you don't wanna step to this. It's the G-Funk era, funked out with a gangster twist. You smoke like I smoke, then you like every day. And if your ass is a buster, 213 will regulate.
We'll be right back.
Can't you trip like I do from Filter and Crystal Method off of the Spawn soundtrack from 1997. Before that, had Regulate, Warren G, and Nate Dogg off the Above the Rim soundtrack. Both very incredible soundtracks. Above the Rim, like a lot of soundtracks of that era, helping a lot of people hear a lot of artists as far as hip-hop and R&B that maybe they might not have heard otherwise. And that song in particular, Regulate, got G-Funk into the modern era and onto playlists and radio stations across the whole country. Huge, maybe one of the biggest impacted songs off of any soundtrack. And the Spawn soundtrack, very similar to the Judgment Night soundtrack, they tried to do something different with that one, where they took a lot of electronic artists and paired them with alternative or hard rock artists. Some really good songs on that one as well. Encourage you to check out these soundtracks. Go back and take a listen to them. On the way, we're going to be featuring the Singles soundtrack, arguably maybe the biggest soundtrack of the 90s. But right now, one of the bigger songs from the era, Pulp Fiction from 1994, Urge Overkill with the Neil Diamond cover, Girl, You'll Be a Woman Soon. Unlabeled here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
Girl, you'll be a woman soon. I love you so much, can't count all the ways I died for you, girl, and all they can say is, he's not your kind. You'll never get tired of putting me down, and I never know when I come around. Gonna find. Don't let them make up your mind. Don't you know, girl? You'll be a woman soon. Please come take my hand, girl. You'll be a
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids home of Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey, Washington State, Massachusetts? visits? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey there, this is Carrie Joy, and I'm going to use a quote to kick off today's Work Money Minute. Comparison is the thief of joy. That fancy quote comes from everybody's favorite 26th president, Theodore Roosevelt. It calls out one of the most common problems that you and me and everybody we know sometimes has about their money. It is envy. You know, whether it's something you see in real life or something you see as you're scrolling on Facebook or Instagram, envy is really hard to turn off. And you know how when you feel it, it just makes everything else around you seem yuckier? Well, here's what I do. A, I give myself a break. It's normal and human to feel envy. B, I say, Carrie Joy, don't believe the hype. You know real life is more complicated than what you're looking at. And C, I stop scrolling for a little bit. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
I'll fake it through the day with some help from Johnny Walker Red. Send the poison rain down the drain to put bad thoughts in my head. Seen in a magazine that you left lying around. I don't have you with me, but I keep a good attitude. Do you miss me? Misery, like you said.
champion, and now that's a start. Is this your name or a doctor's eye chart? I try and comprehend you, but I got a dyslexic heart. I ain't dying to offend you, I've got a dyslexic heart. Oh. Thanks for the book, now my table is steady. It's a library or a bar. Between the covers, I judge you when ready. A half angel, half a tongue.
I Got a Dyslexic Heart from Paul Westerberg off of the single soundtrack here at Unlabeled at WFHR. Single soundtrack came out back in 1992, and you look at a lot of lists as far as best soundtracks of the 90s. This is at the top of a lot of them, everybody, and it is a flawless soundtrack. Got Alice in Chains in there, some Chris Cornell that we're going to play on episode two of the single of the soundtrack episodes we're doing here, but that is a great one, and it holds up. It's still a great soundtrack. Coming up, we'll hear from Mother Love Bone off the single soundtrack, along with the Crow soundtrack being featured. Right now, Batman Forever, not necessarily the greatest movie, maybe, but what a soundtrack. Some incredible songs on there. You had, of course, Kiss from a Rose from Seal that was a gigantic hit. PJ Harvey was on there, Nick Cave, Flaming Lips, a lot of great stuff. But one song in particular really stood out to me, and there's a song that I've always loved from Iggy Pop and the Stooges, The Passenger. Michael Hutchinson, former lead singer of INXS, who we, of course, lost, does an amazing job with this song. So here it is, Michael Hutchinson, The Passenger, from the Batman Forever soundtrack from 1995, here at Unlabeled on WFHR.
see the stars come out of the sky. Yeah, the bright and hollow sky. You know it looks so good tonight. I am a passenger. I stay under glass. I look through my window so bright. See the stars come out tonight. I see the bright and hollow sky over the city's ripped backside. And everything looks good tonight. We'll be the passengers. We'll ride through the city at night. See the city's ripped backside. See the bright and hollow sky. See the stars that shine so bright. Stars made for us tonight. Oh, the passenger. How we ride. The passenger, he ride and he rides. He looks through his window. What does he see? He sees a bright and hollow sky. He sees the stars come out tonight. He sees the city's ripped backside. He sees the winding ocean drive. And everything was made for you and me. All of it was made. Just belongs to you and me. So let's take a ride, see what's mine.
Listening to locally grown radio WFHR. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. 94 Red Cross staff and volunteers from Wisconsin are helping with Hurricane Milton cleanup. The Red Cross says if you can't volunteer, the next best way to help is to donate money. You can learn more about ways to help on the Red Cross website. A recent poll finds Donald Trump leading Kamala Harris among likely rural voters in 10 battleground states, but that lead has dropped from March to September. Sarah Janes is with the Rural Democracy Initiative, which took the poll.
People want to make sure that they have the tools and opportunities to create a good life for themselves and their families, and that shows up in their support for childcare and health care.
Janes says the biggest concerns for rural voters are the economy, threats to democracy, and reproductive rights. The poll was taken in August and September. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Ruby's Pantry is this Saturday, October 19th. It's at the Pitch Early Learning Center from 8 to 9:30 a.m. Each bundle is two large boxes of food, approximately 70 pounds, and the cost is $25 per bundle. They can only take cash on site. Come early and get in line. If they're ready early, they'll start early. You can get extra bundles and pick up for others. There's no limit as long as you can fit it in your vehicle. If you're looking for pumpkins, you can check out Emmanuel Lutheran's Fall Festival and Pumpkin Patch at the Mission Center by Home Depot. Tomorrow is the Fall Community Bike Ride. You can join the Wood County Sheriff and the Grand Rapids Police Department at White Sands Beach at Lake Wazeecha at 5 p.m. on Wednesday. Bring your own bike and helmet or ride a River Riders bike share bicycle for free. It'll be a beautiful evening bike ride to see all the fall colors along the trail. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Succession star Jeremy Strong does not miss being on the popular show. That might surprise some people, as it was an immensely popular show and won a slew of awards. Oftentimes it is mentioned as one of the best TV shows ever. Strong says he owes a lot to Succession, but the show messed him up. Strong says carrying the troubles of his character Kendall Roy for 7 years was almost too much. How much is too much? When asked if he would consider a spinoff where his character would be the star, he said it is not something he wishes to do. When an actor is willing to turn down millions of dollars, I tend to believe them. The film The Apprentice, about the life of Donald Trump and starring Sebastian Stan, has been given mostly good reviews, but it is getting torched by one critic in particular, who called it a politically disgusting hatchet job made by human scum. Any idea who that critic might be? Former President Donald Trump slammed the film, but it's doubtful many people saw his post because it was on Truth Social. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hi, this is Beth, your new host for The Kitchen is Open, the award-winning show within the morning show. Each Monday morning at 9 a.m., we'll tackle topics, teach techniques, and tell you what to do or not to do when it comes to cooking or the kitchen. I'll also bring you interviews with local chefs and restaurant owners with insight on what it takes to make it in the food industry. Listen as I work with James, Seth, and others as we learn, laugh, and have fun. The Kitchen is Open. Same kitchen, new host.
Join our advertising family on WFHR and WIRI and see how radio can help improve awareness, revenue, and staffing for your business. I'm Ashley, and it's my mission to help our area businesses thrive. Call me today, 715-496-0710.
Questions you might hear a lot this fall. Will my team make the playoffs? How much snow are we getting this winter? And whatever happened to Tammy Baldwin? After 25 years in D.C., Baldwin sides with the extreme left. Baldwin voted to give nearly $1 billion in COVID relief money to criminals in prison, even the Boston Marathon bomber. That's nuts. And she supports forcing women's domestic violence shelters to admit biological men who claim to be women. Baldwin even backed puberty blockers and sex change surgeries for minor children in Wisconsin. So here's one more question. Now that Baldwin's gone so far left, why should we keep her in the Senate? It's time to replace Tammy Baldwin. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's serious comedy.
The top-selling Halloween candies in every state over the past 17 years.
Nicely done, Melissa. I'm not sure.
What, were you clearing your throat? What was that?
It was a macabre kind of.
It really was.
Why the 17 years? That seems a little.
That's arbitrary.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Candystore.com.
When they started making Halloween candy, guys.
Oh, yeah. 17 years ago. Definitely 17 years ago.
Weekdays from 8 to 10. Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on WFHR.com. Your news, just for Wisconsin Rapids and surrounding communities. I'm Melissa Kay with WFHR News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear areas of frost tonight, low upper 20s. Sunshine returns tomorrow, a little warmer, high in the upper 50s. For Thursday and Friday, sunshine continues along with the warming trend. Breezy, high mid-60s Thursday, upper 60s Friday. Right now it's 48.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
What are you too embarrassed to do alone? I can't go into the library without a date.
Interesting.
Yes. I'm no loser.
Grocery store.
Yeah.
You prefer to do that alone.
Absolutely.
When I used to go with my roommate, he would take longer than me, and I'd be sitting in the car with all my groceries for like 20 minutes.
I can't even shop with my wife. She's browsing, and I respect that, but I can't do it. I'm a mission guy.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Most people out here think that taking care of one another is important. And most people would step up for a neighbor going through a tough time. Most people around here help out friends and family when they need it. But the funny thing is, most of us won't look for help when we need it. talk to someone if you're struggling with mental health, because most people out here really care. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Thank you.
It Can't Rain All the Time by Jane Siberry from the Crow soundtrack from 1994. One of the more impactful soundtracks to come out, really impactful movies. And we're definitely going to be going back to the Crow soundtrack on Side B when we come back with another Unlabeled, a new episode of Unlabeled coming up for you very soon. We'll be getting to that soundtrack again. We wrap up, though, with an important one. It comes from the single soundtrack from 1992, and I mentioned earlier, on many lists, they consider this to be the best soundtrack of the 90s, and understandably so. It's a good argument to make, in part because of things like this. One of the integral songs on the album, a song from Mother Love Bone, an American rock band out of Seattle. Long before we knew the term grunge or who Soundgarden or Pearl Jam were, members of that band were made up in this band. And it was a band that they lost their lead singer, Way Young. Andrew Wood, who was integral, very energetic and fun frontman, and a great singer, as you're about to hear. For many of us, we didn't know who Mother Love Bone was. This is long before being able to look up anything you wanted on the internet and check out a band in a couple states or even across the country. So this was that much more important to be able to not only carry on the legacy of Mother Love Bone, but to turn them on to a whole new audience. Here is one of the better songs that you're going to hear, let alone in the soundtrack. It's Chloe Dancer, Crown of Thorns, Mother Love Bone. Have a great weekend, everybody. We'll be back next week with more Unlabeled right here at WFHR.
Those lessons. substitute teacher.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Bill Carroll, president of Teamsters Joint Council 389, based here in Milwaukee. They have endorsed Vice President Kamala Harris and Governor Tim Walz for president and vice president.
Trump offers nothing to a regular working class person. Talking about not taxing tips and not taxing overtime. Well, you don't have to tax overtime if there is no more overtime. That's in his Project 2025.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, we'll talk scary trolley tours in Door County with Carl Sarecki. And our favorite paranormal investigator, Todd Michaels, joins the show to talk ghost stories that are non-trolley related.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
Ready, set, go. Get in the game and be heard with WFHR's Playmakers. Join us 5 to 6 Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We're here to take your calls, sports takes, and ramblings. We'll have breaking stories, game day conversations with players, coaches, and you. Nobody ever made a highlight from the sidelines. Join the team here at WFHR 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, 5 to 6 PM Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for WFHR's Playmakers.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. The Todd Alba Show.
Some group of kids from Stevens Point were using racial slurs against black and mixed race players on the Eau Claire North team. Let's go to Joe. What's he?
One of the things that makes this state great is the legacy of Vince Lombardi. He tells his players, you are all equal on my team. Vince Lombardi would never have tolerated that sort of behavior. And he's one of our heroes.
Joe, as you always do, you nailed it.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Out here in the middle of all these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. And sometimes that's how it feels when you're going through tough times. Trouble sleeping, your mind racing. So what do? We get help. There are people in our community who are here for us. Sometimes just talking to someone can make all the difference in the world. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Illness.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.